If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
I don't. until I found its needless me.
What happens on earth stays on earth. We're gonna put it in reverse.
Darling, I've told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again, just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar. Hail Mary, your marijuana times is hard. Pray with the hooligan, shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny motherfucker. A true comedian, you gotta love him. You gotta trust him, I might be bugging. Infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts, children listening gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the niggas and garden projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable, gun violence, crack spot, federal policies, rape builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven, well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mom on crack. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and start slanking. 15, scraping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some hair from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his big homie. Smart town hustler, graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters, caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light-skinned nigga that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked the window, his name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home, Southside Project, Chirac, the Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. 3-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony plant to rob it. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligent, felonious, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these niggas' good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. 2 extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse to manifest a good karma and I tell you why. You take 2 strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Yeah, fuck in the ass, need now for that the world.
Now look, I'll never see the ghost.
So I was taking a walk the other day.
What is up? Welcome to Anything Is Possible Semester 2 debut show. Here we are in the studio, WMFO 91.5 Medford, Massachusetts. with some esteemed, wonderful, highly professional, highly intellectual, highly academic, and of course, just all around good guests. Starting with Dalton, how are you? Oh, shoot. Yo, can you guys get on the same mic?
Hey, James.
This is bad news here. Well, anyways. Coming in soon, we got Lance, HK. Not to mention that we got Matt McDermott in the studio. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You know. And we got Raimi. Hey, hey.
Hello.
Anyways, of course, on Anything Is Possible, we got all the best tunes. We got all the best conversation. We got some deep digs. You know, we got it all.
James, how's your sandcastle coming along?
Oh, you know, love sandcastles. Great stuff. Anyways, today we've been talking a lot about the first topic.
Lance the Robber.
Lance the Robber.
I'm a little late. I apologize to my dedicated fans and viewers. I know you were expecting a full 60 minutes of Lance HK and you were only getting 47, I'm sorry.
All right, so unfortunately that mic does not work. I hope that wasn't completely lost, but in summary, Lance HK just entered the studio and said triumphantly, "You may have missed the first however many minutes of Lance HK, but you're gonna get the rest of him." Also, we got Jackson Mim in the studio.
How's it going, James?
You know, it's great. Things are going good.
How's your 2018 been so far?
It's been tops. I gotta say, 2018, it's been a blast.
You know, you gotta catch up with so many people when you come back from a break like we did.
It's true.
And honestly, I find that most people did genuinely cool and interesting stuff. You know, get to go on some I heard some cool vacations. Some people did work. I don't know how you do work
like
on a break.
Like work full time for,
It's
a brutal,
I mean,
it's a brutal time.
Props to them for having, you know, dedication. We love the dedication. We love the grind.
Of course.
But, you know, that's not my life.
You're a real workhorse.
Yeah.
So, like, congrats, but, you know, good stuff.
You're a better human than me.
Anyways, here's the man himself, Lance HK, here to deliver a wonderful short speech.
You know, I had one prepared and note cards and everything, and would you look at that? I left it in my other jacket.
Oh, dang it.
It was the one about tomatoes, right?
Oh, about how, like, you gotta pick them when they're just ripe?
Yeah, dude.
Not that, but I heard if you can wait twice as long, they get 10 times bigger.
Exponential growth. That was actually the way Sir Isaac Newton first discovered exponential growth, was in measuring tomato size.
Yeah, he was seeing patterns of tomatoes growing in prime numbers, and he followed that sequence to find the number of tomatoes on the plant.
Yeah, so there's like the Fibonacci sequence. Everyone knows about that. This is the topsy-turvy tomato sequence. I mean, first theorized by Newton himself.
Have you heard, like, are any of you guys Percy Jackson fans? You know the Greek mythology of Tomaticus?
Well aware.
Started the Order of the Tomato.
Are you versed in this? I think very, very, like, this is not on the record or anything.
Yeah, I just want to point out, if Kanye West can name his kid Chicago, I can name my kid Tomato Town.
Easily.
Yo, anyway, just wanted to say, we got a track coming up for you. We're going to deal with some technical issues, but thanks for tuning in. Love all you guys. Medford, Somerville, you guys are some of the greatest people in the greater Boston area.
if I'm being honest, you know, fully honest with you guys.
This is coming from a man who refers to the Medford / Somerville area as his local stomping grounds.
Those are the old stomping grounds, you know what I mean? The place I wanna stomp, you know what I mean? So anyways, that's the beginning of the show. Thank you for listening. We are back on Anything Is Possible, Radio 91.5. Of course, we got another guest in the studio. His name is Brian Reaney. He's an esteemed individual, student of Tufts University, a guy who likes generally just chilling out, relaxing around, kicking back, and yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above.
So, yeah, a quick interview for Brian Reaney. Where were you born?
I was born in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I'm a West Coast boy.
That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Second of all, what's your deepest fear?
Heights. Dude, when I was walking up here with Lance, who brought me in off the streets, off the streets to come here, we walked up the fire escape, and like those things are sketchy. Like, and it's not, I walk up staircases all the time, so I would classify this fear as irrational, but yeah.
It's kind of a hilarious thing.
To be fair, the fire escape was fairly rickety for a modern day fire.
It's a little rickety,
escape.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wet.
It's wet, and yeah, exactly. It's wet, so I didn't want to touch the handrails because I didn't want my hands to get wet. So, like, I was just like, I was free balling it, you know?
It's a little bit messy.
Yeah.
But you got the job done. You're here.
I did.
Anyways, so a subject of much conversation in general, just among people, has been the game Fortnite. And the technology for this game has not always been around, right? It's a special thing. It's a new thing that we're able to do. And that is put 100 players in the same game, in the same arena. And it's essentially Hunger Games from there on out. Fight it out, collect materials, get it going. But what's interesting about this game is, you know, the idea, of course, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, the first game to kind of catch traction as a battle royale type thing. You know what I mean? It wasn't as good as the Fortnite model, being a builder and all. And because you can build huge structures in the game at the click of a button. But overall, game is excellent.
It's also free.
It's also free.
So everyone's got it.
Everyone's got it.
But important to note, because I just want to call out Microsoft immediately for their money-hungry ways. So right now it's in early access and completely free to download and play. However, Microsoft, like within, I think like a month, I think the headline read, selling a $60 version of the full game, which is like a little bit, it's essentially the same game. It's got some add-ons and like DLC type things, but they're charging $60 just like they do for every other game. And, you know, it kind of takes away the magic a little.
I heard though that part of the reason it's early access is just because of like, it's talking about the single player. Like you can pay more money to get like the pre-release of the single player, so I've heard, and that like the battle royale, which is what most people play, will remain free. I don't know if there's any validity to that, but that's,
yeah. But like even if battle royale is still free, if there's a better non-free version, like it just makes you feel like you're playing a light game. Like I feel like that kind of makes it a little less fun in that way.
That's fair.
Anyways, so Fortnite, of course, winning is quite the achievement in solo, especially. When you win, you're just like, yes, you get some new shiny skins, new stuff. You feel great about yourself. You're like, yeah. And, you know, a man who just won yesterday is in the room right now. His name is Matt McDermott. He won by leaping off a cliff, shooting a rocket launcher to the ground, finishing his opponent, and decidedly gaining victory in Fortnite. So congrats. How did it feel?
It felt amazing. I want to thank my teammates. It was a solo game. I want to thank my family and friends and supporters, and thank my haters. I also want to thank Bird and James for being in the room and supporting me the whole time I was doing it. I was really shouting. I was getting physical. They helped me keep my cool, keep my head in the game, help keep me hydrated and motivated. So, you know, it's not just a single player sport, you know, even in solo.
You got a team of people behind him.
Even though there's only one person in the NASCAR car, they still got a whole pit crew.
But anyway, what a beast.
Yo, can we go back to what Lance was saying, in that Microsoft was trying to like capitalize already on the game?
Right, this is a recurring theme here.
Yeah, this is a recurring theme, and I just want to add that, you know, these big companies, Microsoft, EA, like the established game companies, I think are decidedly out of touch with how video gaming should be. Some do it much better than others, but for example, companies like Nintendo are purely for player experience. Purely for player experience.
I am just exceedingly happy that you said that, Jackson, because this winter break, my oldest brother, Julian, brought home a Nintendo Switch. The first one I had seen. And I had just like, you know, I've been playing console games mostly, like EA, other big like American console gaming companies, the games that they put out. And I'd gotten very used to the American model of games. I'd been kind of like numb to like their money hungry ways and like the ways they try to really squeeze you for every last dollar. That it was just such a refreshing feeling to play a couple games on my brother's Nintendo Switch and just have none of that. Have incredibly fun, great.
You get the whole game.
Games. And it's so like Mario Odyssey is one of the most expansive, creative games I've ever seen. If you guys have no idea what Mario Odyssey is, the whole theme of the game is that he has a hat that he can do just innumerable amount of things with. And it's fantastic. You buy the game for cheaper than you buy American games, and you get the full experience, and it's incredible.
Yeah, and I would, I mean, EA, for example, who has the rights to most of the sports games, you know, they have the rights to FIFA, they have the rights to NFL. The problem with EA is just they make it pay to play. Like, if you want to have the best ultimate team in FIFA, you gotta put in at least $50 so that you can get contracts, because if you don't have contracts in the game, it's not fun. And, you know, it's just EA will do that to you on top of you already spending, what, 60, 70 bucks for a new game. Right. And they update every year. So if you don't have the current year game, you're kind of like in the Stone Age. I mean, like, the idea of just having a game, that's why the Nintendo games are so cultish, you know? That's why people are still playing, you know, Melee, Super, you know, Smash and stuff like that. Whereas, like, nobody's playing FIFA 07 right now. Not one person in the whole world.
It honestly just makes me a little angry, because it's already so institutionalized that it's not really like they're going to change.
No.
And, I mean, capitalism kind of dictates that they won't change. Because
people still buy the games. I still buy the games.
The thing is, though, EA took a huge hit with
talk about this.
Battlefront 2, well, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
What a mess.
It was just awful. You know, they released the game. It was supposed to be super hyped up. It was great. It was Battlefront 2. Battlefront 1 was great.
Star Wars.
Yeah. And it came out with a ton of lag. They tried to incorporate vehicles into like big infantry battles, and they just didn't do it very well. It feels like you're kind of playing a different game if you get into any vehicles.
So explain Battlefront. It's essentially like a first-person shooter, in that, you know, you can be a regular rank and file member of either the Empire or the Rebel forces, and then you can play as like a Sith or Jedi Master. But the really screwy thing that EA did with this is that if you wanted to be the cooler masters, say, you know, Kylo Ren from the new movie or Darth Maul, Luke Skywalker, you would have to either play an absurd amount of hours. How many hours was it?
It was something that they
70 hours.
They tried to word it as
more than 70 hours.
No, they tried word it as like incentivize people to play and get better, and people did the math and it ended up being like 500 hours.
Absolute nonsense.
If you wanted to get all the characters, you'd have to basically spend a whole semester's worth of class time on these games, or you would have to pay how much money?
In the hundreds.
In the hundreds of dollars. Now, they ended up changing this because of all the backlash they got. Now, mind you, the game still isn't even that good. Battlefront 2, severely worse than Battlefront 1.
Severely.
And also really, really hard and not that fun to play. I got it for New Year's, or for Christmas, rather, and I was so just disappointed.
R.I.P. You get a Star Wars game.
Shout out my mom. Good present. Good thought.
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
But when you get that Star Wars game, you it's an expectation you're gonna that if it has Darth Vader, you're gonna be playing as Darth Vader whenever you want to.
Yeah.
That it's a shame.
It's a real shame. EA should. Man, I hope they hear this.
EA, EA, can you hear me? I know nobody's told you this before, but your game's too expensive.
Yo, anyways. By the way, just to throw out a couple hot statistics from an internet source, I'm seeing that it would be 4,528 hours, and the cost of unlocking everything would be about $2,100.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, there you go.
Yep. Here's some positive news from about video game industry. I don't know if any of you guys have been following Nintendo Switch. They announced they're going to be releasing this product called Doggo. Nintendo Doggo. Or, sorry, Labo. What am I thinking?
Labo. Hey, I was thinking Black Lab. Yeah, there you go.
I remember I made a stupid joke about it today at work.
R.I.P.
And
we love work humor.
You know,
of course, sorry. Of course.
Anyway, so you basically get in the mail from Nintendo these sheets of cardboard that are already pre-perforated.
Right.
And you just punch into them, and it's like, yeah, you ever built like a dinosaur from like wooden cutouts?
Oh, okay.
Like a skeleton of an animal or something?
It's that type of thing.
You can, but except you can build like, they'll just send you them in the mail, and you can build a steering wheel, and then you can put parts of your Nintendo Switch in that steering wheel and use it in a game, and then they'll just give you that game for free if you have the subscription to this thing.
Oh, right on.
And so like,
okay.
They give you like one of them. Somebody, I gotta pull up a video for this. Sorry for you listeners right now. But it's like some suit. Like the commercial I saw for it was, they send you a kit that you build it up, and it's a full working cardboard piano. But your Switch is like somehow communicating with it, so you play this cardboard piano, and your Switch like makes this corresponding notes. It's like a crazy,
unbelievable. That's pretty cool.
What did you say it was called?
Nintendo Labo.
Labo.
They care. Nintendo. They got stacks on stacks. This company has cash for days.
You know the CEO of that company is?
Who is that?
I don't know his actual name, but I know his story, and that's what matters.
Right.
He was Nintendo CEO like forever, for the longest time, and Nintendo was like, if you guys don't remember, having a pretty like severe drought in like the last 5 to 10 years. Video game wise, they're losing out to Xbox, PS4. They just didn't really have that much of a foothold in the current market. And then they came out with the Switch, and this was 100% the work of the CEO. He put in hours and hours and hours. He was diagnosed with some terminal illness at like in his 70s or 80s.
Right.
And he worked from his hospital bed.
Tatsumi.
All day, all night.
Kimishima is his name.
Shout out Tatsumi Siki.
The dude Kimishima. Is an animal.
Kimishima. And he actually passed away a year before the Nintendo Switch was released, so he never got to see his company.
Oh, no. Sorry, this is the wrong guy. This is the current head. The guy you're talking about is actually...
He's dead.
Satoru Iwata.
Iwata, right. Yeah.
Yes, he passed away in 2015.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So he didn't get a job. He didn't get to see it come out, but wow, this cardboard piano is pretty insane.
Yeah, we're seeing that now.
You guys should probably look up your own YouTube video. It's pretty cool.
Everybody look it up. Nintendo cardboard. Nintendo, what is it called?
Cardboard.
Labo.
Labo.
Labo. L-A-B-O.
And he never got to see his company do well, but you know, he put in the work, and his company, it showed, you know? His company's doing extremely well again.
What a champion.
Yeah, so Satoru is widely regarded as a major contributor in broadening the appeal of video games to a wider audience by focusing on novel and entertaining games rather than top-of-the-line hardware.
Right. It's a good idea. That show is unbelievable passion. Yeah. And he's an innovator in his own right. I mean, the Wii sold more than... it sold an unfathomable amount, and it was a, You know what I mean? It wasn't the most technologically advanced thing even at the time, but it's amazing what he's achieved.
I'm definitely not into video games as much as, you know, the other people here. Dude, I thought that when you were talking about the Switch, I thought like this is like some like old like Nintendo thing, but it's brand new.
The newest.
So why the Switch? Like, I guess, I don't know, is there like a clear motivation for this when they have the DS, like creating a new, it's basically like a PSP, right?
Well, it's a console for the TV, and it's also portable. It's a million times more hardware there than a PSP.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Obviously it's not the same thing, but at least it looks like one.
Well, I mean, you can you know, you got a little screen, you can bring it around with you.
So the idea is that it's supposed to be versatile then?
Right, versatile, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, compare
the beast console.
Yeah, compare that to the other generation, fourth generations, Xbox One, PS4. Those games aren't very, like, for little kids especially, Nintendo's way more accessible.
Oh, for sure, yeah. For sure. It's unbelievable. You know, they really...
A little kid can't even reach his hands around, like, an Xbox controller.
Right.
You know?
And it's interesting because, like, it's good that...
His or her.
The appeal... Yeah, right. The appeal has been broadened because, like... And it's also interesting when I... to hear the statistic or whatever that most... the main demographic for gamers is, like, males in their 30s. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Is that true?
Yeah. There are more males in their 30s than any other group of people. They're more than kids.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's like all like just a huge percentage of males in the 30s are just quietly being gamers on their own time.
Yeah, but I feel like that's also, I would be interested to know that statistic, like how those whatever demographics are changing, you know what I mean? Like what
like culturally games have maybe grown in popular, like by the time we're 30, I mean, yeah, maybe we'll be the biggest demographic.
Exactly. Like I wonder, yeah, like with games changing and new ones coming out, like what's growing there, and you know, yeah.
Right on.
I would also like to see game types versus age demographics, you know, like where do console games sell the best? Where do computer games sell the best? You know, because I bet console games sell proportionally better at younger ages than computer games, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a guy in your 30s who plays a lot of video games, you might be playing more of it on your like home-built PC than you are on your $500 Xbox or whatever.
Yeah, there's a thought. Well, anyway, it's that time of show where we play with another track. Next up, we got a track by Frank Ocean. This song is called Chanel. I hope you enjoy.
Drone cam in the pink like Killer Kim.
When I zoom on that stick, no way.
I'm so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Thicker roll the eyes back in the skull.
Rolling when you ride, poppin'. Rolling when you ride, hard to ride. Not one, street acting. Turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016, brought some discs. 2017, ideas. Playing off Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup, in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Clips on clips like Mike. It's really all. See both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel.
It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in they hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. Need a cosign for your help. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you see the drive in itself. No matter black on the ride cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. Rubber band, a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean, my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean, my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket's snug, they can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean, my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean, my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home.
And we are back. Here we are. Anything is possible radio. 91.5 FM. Back with a PSA for y'all. A public service announcement, if you will. To give you some hot tips about how to live your life. Intelligence for your life with John Tesh. We're coming for him. Anyways.
Hi guys, Matt here. I'm here to tell you about how you can order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Where's my applause?
PETA.
Yay!
Hey,
yeah,
how do you spell that?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Did you know you could save 100 animals per year by just adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive as well. And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. What do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and long-lasting life. It has everything from the recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement for people for the ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
PETA. I heard it comes with a PETA, too.
Yeah, I actually thought it was, I first thought it was like a Middle Eastern thing, PETA.
Yeah, I was confused about that as well.
So you only eat PETAs. No meat in them. Just PETAs. That's the trick.
Yeah.
That's how to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, that's way more rational, in my opinion. I don't know, for what's that worth, or for what it's worth.
Right on. Anyways.
All right, guys.
Big win for the Pats over here. We're psyched. You know, everyone in Mass, we're thrilled.
Resident Pats fan, lads, HK.
If you haven't heard of the Patriots, they're a football team based in New England, USA. They play American football, a game that's fun. Lance HK.
So we're doing, with one of our first official sports segments, we are also unveiling a viewer question segment. And here is where we take a question from a viewer.
Listener.
or listener, I guess, yeah. A rather biased listener, we could say. He is my father, Bruce Kelly. Shout out, Bruce Kelly. And he has a question directed at the Jackson Mim, the Jackson Neal Mim. Resident Steelers fan, in case you guys didn't know. Kind of had a rough loss there against Jaguars, but besides the point. So he asks, in relation to our previous discussion about esports and Fortnite and the whatnot, would Tom Brady be the best esports player of all time if that was his world, if that was his sport, you know? In other words, are the things that propelled him to the status of greatest quarterback of all time transferable in such a way that, given he had a base layer of natural talent in esports, would he become the greatest of all time there? And, you know, I think that's a fair question, because one of the things that makes Tom Brady so good is his work ethic, is his dedication, is how really into it he gets, you know? Could he put in the amount of work to become that good at League of Legends?
I would say probably easily, yeah.
You would think so?
Yeah.
So, as I...
This is a leading question. I know, because there's two questions.
No, there's no two questions. That's the only question.
That's the only question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what... Expand on that. Why do you think so? What would be arguments against it?
Okay, arguments... I mean, the assumption there is that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, which, you know, we can get into that another time. But
that's just ridiculous.
The key assumption is that... But if you do assume that, and I think it is a logical, you know, idea to say that Tom Brady... I don't necessarily agree with it. But anyway, Tom Brady... What propelled Tom Brady to greatness is definitely his work ethic. I mean, the guy just goes over minuscule details on footwork, you know, personal fitness. He's, you know, in his... How old is he?
He's 40 years old.
He's 40.
He's in his 40s. He is currently in his 40s, and he is still playing as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, easily. Arm strength hasn't really gone down that much. Accuracy has gotten better with time. I mean, this guy is absurd. Freak, you can say.
He's now, led his team.
He has also been in, you know, the product of being in a very good system. He's had coaching stability, same playbook for all this time.
You don't fix what ain't broke.
Peyton Manning had to learn several different. Ben Roethlisberger also had to learn a whole new playbook. I mean, yeah, I just got to say, he's always had a good team around him. His O-line has always been... His O-line has always been a top five O-line in the NFL.
All right, two things. That last statement's just not true, but I don't really have the stats to prove that one, so I'm not going to go into that right now. I mean, it just hasn't. Their O-line's been, like, kind of bad some years. And the second thing I was going to say was, in the peak of the Brady-Manning matchup and seeing who was better than who, they brought up a very key stat.
Are we talking Peyton or Eli Manning?
Peyton, man.
Okay.
It's confusing with Brady. I get it. Right?
Yeah. Sorry. Damn. Eli did win twice. It's fine.
But
he's the best.
Peyton Manning Tom Brady, I guess, had about a third of the all-stars, all-pros, whatever the term is, that Peyton Manning had over his career, but it had similar stats in every other respect. The only statistical difference was that Tom Brady had consistently played with worse receivers, running backs. Peyton Manning had a slew of receivers that he could throw to without really much worry. Tom Brady every year has put no-name receivers on the ESPN top 10.
There we go.
Randy Moss, Rob Gronkowski, Wes Welker. Those guys are no names.
Yeah, you can say a lot of them because we've been playing so well for so long. But Randy Moss never played with Gronkowski. Wes Welker, I don't think, really played with Gronkowski.
Randy Moss and Wes Welker.
Randy Moss and Wes Welker was lethal, but we didn't have that long either.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at who we have now. We just won a playoff game with Danny Amendola as our pretty much only receiver. We had Philip Dorsett. We had Philip Dorsett catching 50-yard bombs, you know? I mean, he hasn't had that many good players.
I agree.
And then, secondly, about when you started bringing up Big Ben, you think Big Ben could play good League of Legends with those big, fat, mushy fingers of his?
All right. Here's the bottom line, though. is just fundamentally true that football is a game where you got to go out there, give it your all, hustle, you know, really strategize, try to get it done, try to get that W, and that's just true. There's no denying it. You got to go for the win every time.
2-point conversion. James is going for the win every time.
Oh yeah,
teams are tied.
Every time.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady would never go for Lonely Lodge.
Anyways,
Tilted Towers every game.
Tilted Towers.
Of course, these are Fortnite references to those not into the game Fortnite. It's the game we were talking about earlier. Anyways, and both are excellent places within the game, of course. If you do pick up the game, please go to those spots.
Be but next to up, Tilted Towers Clock Tower.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling it. Anyways, we got a new segment. It's called The Fresh Perspective. We're talking to Dalton.
Hey James.
Question for Dalton. Oh yeah. What is the most pressing issue of our time?
Ooh, this is big. This is big. It's the inevitable monetization of all of our games.
You know what?
We talked about this earlier in the show, and it's the most important thing right now.
We're seeing it with TV. You know what I mean? Subliminal yeah. advertising. We've now seen it moved on to this court of money making scheming. Moved on to the video games.
Yeah, you know, there's been a large growing online movement against it, and I'm pretty sure that in the next couple of years we'll start seeing riots over the monetization of games.
You thinking deaths?
Potentially, yes.
What about what are the tolls?
Potentially in the millions.
Yeah, it could be one, it could be 10 million. Really.
We've got an upper and a lower bound though. Uh-huh. Yeah. At least one person will die.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Video games. You know what I mean? They're getting more intense every year. They're getting more crazy. They're getting more... Hey, and a new study today. The University of York has concluded from their study, which they did over a long period of time, with many samples, they've concluded that video games do not make people more violent. They saw no link between violence and video game play.
I saw those results. I saw that same study came out. That's really interesting right there, yeah.
It's just true. We gotta know it.
What about VR?
VR, well...
Do you think VR would change the game?
Who knows?
Dude, VR changes the game significantly. I would say it's defined by changing the game.
Brian Reaney knows.
Yeah, man.
He's an expert in... what does and what does not change the game.
that's
right. Why we brought him on the show tonight.
Yeah. Game dynamics is the field, really.
All right. We got a new segment. It's called Brian Reaney Perspective. In what ways do you change the game, Brian Reaney?
Do I change the game?
Yeah.
Reaney is the game.
I am the game. I define the game. No, yeah, man. The game.
He's a ref.
I'm telling you, it's all about definitions, right?
Life's a game, and I'm a ref.
You got to be aware of... how the game is defined.
Uh-huh.
It's all about manipulating those definitions, you know? The game, the material of the game, what happens, you know, in it, might not change that much per se, but the way that you see it is really what's changing. And that's what changes the game.
It's true.
Yeah.
Everything in life, it's a sub-game.
That's right.
You know, you gotta game the game. You gotta game to play the game.
Yeah, but that's actually... If we're going off that, mm-hmm. when in sports, like someone comes and actually change it, like something that's been played for so long, like what's happening in basketball right now. I mean, Steph Curry, whether you like him or not, whether you like the Warriors or not, they've changed basketball. They've definitely changed basketball.
A fundamental change.
Like
they've revealed something that nobody really knew before.
Yeah.
And it is, you got to shoot the three-pointer a lot.
Yeah. Like in soccer, you know, Barcelona Revolution, possession soccer changed the game.
Unbelievable.
In football, the West Coast offense.
Right.
Changed the game.
Change the game or remain the same. That's what they always, because it rhymes. That's why they say it. But it's also true.
I mean, and think of Henry Ford, of course. He's a game changer.
Football was never the same after Henry Ford.
No, it never wasn't. I mean, the amounts of people that could be transported to the game was revolutionary.
He changed the game.
But the amount of football that can be played inside Ford Field. Changed the game.
Yeah. Changed the game.
And everybody out there listening to the radio just lost the game.
R.I.P.s.
I just lost the game.
Doesn't that mean you did, though?
I just lost the game.
I took down everyone.
It's like a kamikaze. It's like a suicide thing.
Of course, if you're not familiar with the game and you did not attend elementary school at the exact same time as we did, the game is a game that if you think of the game, you lose. So take that. Anyways.
That's like the no talking game in the car. My mom was a huge fan of the no talking game. I was not very good at the no talking game.
No one is.
My parents made me play it by myself sometimes. At least I couldn't lose.
What a
It's a game against yourself, Lance. Do better than you did last time.
Be better than you were yesterday.
Do your job.
Grab that personal record.
I stand with Lance being quiet. That's an issue I can get behind. Lance, shut up.
Me too.
I'm kidding. I love you, Lance.
Hey, speaking of game, you guys ever go hunting? Has anybody here ever hunted or fishing?
Never in my
fishing. Fishing for sure. A lot of fishing.
I love fishing.
Hunting, never in my life. Have you done it?
No.
I've shot a gun. For fun.
Have you killed anything?
I have not killed any. That is not true. My friend who lives in South Miami-Dade County lives on a lake, and there are poisonous snakes on his lake.
Right.
Whoa. So he has like an airsoft gun, but they put metal BBs in it.
Right.
And we go poisonous snake hunting, and I have actually killed 2 poisonous snakes.
Now that's
sick.
Is pretty cool.
Did you eat them?
Did not eat them. I don't know if you can.
Probably a good idea. No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. Thanks for telling me that.
They're probably poisonous.
It would be really funny if you got bit by a poisonous snake while hunting poisonous snakes. It'd be so funny.
You can eat that.
It'd be ironic.
Poison?
Point. Poison is different than venom.
That's a fresh perspective.
So you can. Ooh. So that's also why you can suck venom out of a wound and it doesn't kill you. People always say like, oh, then the poison kill. Like no, venom is different. Venom goes straight in your bloodstream. Yeah. Oh. Poison is digested. Yeah. Oh. So there's some poisonous frogs that if you lick or touch, it's very transmittable. It gets inside you, mm-hmm. and that does kill you. But snake is with venom, so that's why you can suck the venom out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
The more you know. Also, I was going to say, I'm a little proud of myself, a little humble brag here. I recorded my first kill on a squirrel this winter break.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice work.
There's a lot of squirrels terrorizing my mother's garden that she worked so hard to maintain. Shout out, Mom. And so she got us a little BB gun, and I did it all summer, didn't hit a single thing. First day back winter break, I nailed some poor guy. I felt bad immediately after.
Yeah, buckets. It's because
you weren't a lawyer last year. Now you're coming back wanting to be a lawyer.
Yo, I think, speaking of BB guns and squirrels and shout-outs to parents, I think that would be an opportune time to give a little shout-out to my old man, Chris Rainey, who turns 54 on this day. And the reason it's related is that he also is a shooter of squirrels with a BB gun.
No way.
We got this old barn sort of attached to our house, and he just goes out there and shoots them.
Is he good at it?
Pretty good, yeah.
Dude, they're pretty small.
He's lethal.
They're small.
They're not that small. Well, I mean, like, okay.
I think the ones also up north are bigger.
All right, they're pretty small.
That's fair.
Anyways, anything is possible. 91.5 FM. WMFO, squirrels, shooting them, not shooting them.
Change the game.
Changing the game.
Remaining the
changing
same.
The video game. Also.
Yeah.
And,